I'd love to be a prophet. That's awesome. You know? See, there's nothing wrong with asking God for greater gifts. But do ask. I'm not saying more about that. You know, but I like it. You know, the language he uses here is so beautiful. Like, fornication and cleanse, let it not be once named. You know, I mean, it's like, anyone could even say, even once, that among you is a fornicator. Or an unclean person. And that's not, the Jews had this concept of uncleanness as far as ceremonially, you know, washing of hands and cups and, you know, impurity. You know, what would make one impure? You know, if you look in the Old Testament, there's all kinds of definitions. If a man touched a carcass and so on and so forth, well, you know, what if you got to bury somebody? It's Christian impurity. And it's impurity of thought, impurity of deed. I guess I don't know how it goes for women, but for men, I always think of the sexual things because, you know, it's one of the biggest things that afflicts men. Sexual immorality, impurity, you know. One of the ways in which men became impure in the Old Testament was when their seed went out from themselves. Made you impure. But again, don't be an impure person. But again, he says, don't let it once be named. Not be named. So what, if someone does, let's say, something unclean or does an act of covetousness, are they unforgivable in the church? Well, you know, like I said, for a single isolated incident, you ought to forgive, brother. You know, but if that just defines who they are, well, that shouldn't be named among us. And really, this is something you start off looking at yourself. Filthiness. In the next verse, means a shamefulness, and from what I understand, it can refer to obscenity. Okay. Obscene things. She had a pair of knockers that would knock you over, you know what I mean? I mean, I say that just to provide an example. Obscene. Foolish talking. Well, morologia. Moros is like moron, moro. He said, don't call anyone moron. Moros, or was that Moros? I don't remember precisely. When I get there, I'll try to remember that says it over here in Ephesians. But don't be a moron. In your speech, and the kind of talking you do, you know, just stupid talk. You know, silly, stupid talk. He's saying, no. Nor jesting. Ribaldry. I like that. Ribaldry. What's ribaldry? Because I looked up the definition a long time ago. I wrote it in here. It means well turned, ready at repartee, jocose. Like a witticism. Or in a vulgar sense, ribaldry, which is sort of the dirty side of that. And again, as I said previously, remember he said, be angry and sin not. Okay? And, you know, honestly, I joke when I teach, you know, because it's part of me, and maybe that shouldn't be, you know. I see elements of humor in certain things in the scripture, certainly. But, you know, there is definitely, you know, there definitely, let there be no sin in it. That's where the line gets drawn, really. You know, dirty jokes. Careful about the way we joke around, especially about other brethren and so on and so forth. And, I honestly, as far as just the telling of jokes, not so good I'm not a big joke guy. I couldn't remember a single joke. I try to remember them. I just can't remember them, you know. Only joke I could probably ever remember would be, why did the chicken cross the road? But I know that I'm very quick-witted when it comes to certain things. And, you know, my humor is usually dry, but there's humor there. Sarcasm. I'm glad sarcasm isn't actually mentioned here. I do believe on occasion the Lord may have been sarcastic. I think specifically when he says, make ye friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, and see whether they be able to receive you into everlasting habitations. Or he says, that they may be, as if by making, you know, by ripping off my boss. And I'm referring to a parable that Jesus spoke in the book of Luke. And I'll eventually cover that. But, you know, he said, as if by ripping off one's employer and buying off friends, that would help you make eternal life. You know what I mean? As if by ripping, so I mean, if you convert the parable, you know, the boss is God, so I'm going to steal from God to buy friends in the earth so that they could receive me into an eternal habitation. You know what your eternal habitation will be in that case? And Jesus says, oh, I say to you, do that. I think he's being sarcastic, okay? I can't see any other way. I mean, maybe there'll be a slightly different, because I don't make people angry. Oh, Jesus would never be like that. I don't know. You know, some of the way he talked to scribes and Pharisees was pretty rough. It's not quite the same as this sort of, you know, stupid talk. Sometimes I feel like that. I feel like, gosh, why am I talking about these stupid, meaningless subjects? Bridle your tongue. You know? And I mean, just like, oh, did you see that movie? Yeah, it was a great movie. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, I recommend it. And then I think back, I'm like, oh, yeah, there was that part about it. And I probably, now I think about it, it's like, why do I ever look at those things? Even the ones that are innocuous. Sometimes I wonder about that. But I trust this, that the God will reveal even that to me. But I don't know, laughter seems to be a universal part of the human experience. But I think he's not saying, okay, never laugh. Never be happy. You know, no joking. Just like he's not saying no anger. But any anger that is sinful, or any joking that is sinful. And like I said, don't use this as a wiggle, what I'm saying now.